This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning, and each week we share a conversation with powerful leaders and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. This week, you're joining Johnny Five from the Flowbots, who is sharing an exercise that the Flowbots have used in order to lead movement song. This is an awesome exercise called the Sing Down, and it gets your crew, whether it be a group at your faith community or your organization or a team that you're working with, or a classroom where you teach, wherever you are, this exercise gets people singing and into their bodies and excited, and is an awesome kind of gateway exercise to get folks pumped and connected with the importance of singing together, what kind of unity and energy that can create. If you want to hear more about why singing, why we're centering singing as a healing practice that's so critical for our movements, you can listen to the conversation that we had with the Flowbots. That's the episode just before this one. So I encourage you to tune in there. And as you listen to this practice, you won't need anything with you, except you may want a pen and paper or to open an app in your phone to be able to take some notes. You can also look at the show notes from this episode and click to a handout that Jamie and Stefan have created with some really great tips and kind of facilitator guide content about how to lead this exercise. So you may want to follow along there too by clicking that link in the description of this episode wherever you're listening. All right, so let's try the sing down together. Here we go.
The practice we're going to share is an activity we call the Sing Down. Now, the Sing Down is something that we began as part of a project called No Enemies. Before it became the name of our album, No Enemies was an effort to answer a question posed by our mentor, Vincent Harding, who passed away in 2014. Dr. Harding always asked us this question: where are the songs for today's movements? Attempting to answer that question led us to more questions, like, when did we stop singing? And how can we start singing again? What we found was that the song for today's movements are, in fact, all around us. But the reason we don't sing them is because our culture teaches us to be ashamed of the sound of our own individual voice. So this practice, the Sing Down, is designed to reconnect us with the power of collective song by immersing us in the experience of collective singing. Now, the Sing Down also illustrates the fact that any group of people assembled together has a cultural fabric from which to draw, regardless of whether or not they would call it their culture. Now, before explaining how the Sing Down works, we thought we would just share what the origin story is.
We had known each other since we were 10 years old. And one time, when we were older than that, we were at a party at a house together, and somehow this started to happen. Somehow, the boys and the girls were on separate sides and started singing songs to each other. And it would just be any song, just some kind of some pop song. And all the girls would sing it with all their might, and they'd get to like 30 seconds in, and the boys would like huddle up and be like, come back with a song.
They really did that?
We did that. It happened. We did it for like... it happened for like 45 minutes. And we were like, that was kind of fun and awesome. I guess we do know some of the same songs. So our theory is you might know some of the same songs. So here's the rules of this. This is a sing down.
The essence of the sing down is very simple. Two teams huddle together separately and brainstorm songs they can sing together. They then take turns singing those songs as powerfully and loudly as they can, directing their energy at the other team. As the energy wanes, the other team answers their energy with their own song, while the first team brainstorms a new song. This exchange continues indefinitely until the facilitator decides to bring it to a conclusion by proposing one song that the entire group can sing together.
You're the bee. You're the bee.
We like the sing down because it very quickly and easily establishes participants as singers, while bypassing or transcending any apprehensions about ability or performance or skill. The singing is done in team so that nobody will feel the discomfort of being put on the spot. A competitive spirit is encouraged in order to foster playful, loud, boisterous energy. And the freedom to choose any song at all, is emphasized in order to expand participants' conception of their own cultural resources. We typically use the sing down for a few different purposes. Sometimes we use it as an icebreaker to unify a group of people who don't know each other. Other times we use it to illustrate how collective song can manifest an emotional state shift within a space. We also use it to demonstrate the wealth of songs from which the group might draw upon. For example, if a group of people are seeking to create songs for an upcoming action, the sing-down will help them think outside of the box of movement songs. Any of the songs sung during the sing-down have the potential to be repurposed for use during an action. And finally, we use the sing-down to provide a group with an experience of attempting something that is uncomfortable for them, uncomfortable for many people, singing, and to do so in a context of solidarity and shared risk. This can be useful in trainings and workshops that are centered around discussions of support and allyship. And there's many other uses that you might find for the sing down. So, we are now going to talk you through the process of leading the sing down step by step. After we go through the steps, we'll also share some audio of a full sing down as it was done in real time. So here we go. Step 1. Divide the room into teams. Establish the space where each team should assemble and instruct them to form a huddle and come up with a team name. Ideally, the sing down is done with only two teams. It becomes a little bit more complicated to facilitate with more than two teams, though it is still quite feasible. The most ideal size per team would be anywhere from 5 to 15 people. That makes sure that everybody within the team can participate in the process of selecting songs. If you're unsure about a group's ability to be inclusive, it would be better to have 3 or 4 smaller teams than just 2 larger teams. And if you do have teams larger than 15 people, we suggest that you have plants within those teams who can help to make sure that everybody is being included. If you have more than 2 teams, the important thing is to establish a clear sequence so that each team knows when it is their turn. For example, clockwise. However you do it, just make sure it doesn't take too much time. Very quickly assemble people into teams and very quickly ask them to come up with a team name. Step 2. Ask each team to proclaim their team name. Repeat it back and seek applause from the rest of the room.
The Beautiful Futures. And over here we have the
Dolphins.
Step 3. Ask the teams to come up with songs that they can sing together.
Figure out some song you should sing at least 30 seconds. 10 seconds together. And so why don't you come up with a few, and you're going to do the same thing over here. Take about a minute to come up with some songs.
When explaining the instructions, remember to make it feel very accessible. It doesn't matter if every person knows all the words. What matters is that as a group, you're able to sing some section of this song together. When you can tell that both teams have at least one song, gather people's attention and get ready to begin.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's get it going, y'all. Come on.
Step 4. Explain the competition. This activity is called a sing down. The goal of this activity is for your team to demolish the competition using the force and power of your singing. The way it's going to work is that as a group, you're going to come up with songs that you can sing together. You're going to sing them with all your might and direct the force of the song at the other team. After about 15 seconds, they are going to respond to you with a song of their own.
So how it goes? One group will go. Then the other group, after they've gotten like we start hearing them kind of fall off, leap in and go for the kill and try to overpower them. But then you all, in that time, are trying to come up with your next one. You go back and forth, right? And see who comes with the most power. It's not about who sings the best, it's about who represents it best. Are you all ready?
Depending on your audience, you might want to acknowledge just how different the spirit of vicious competition is from the actual values of the movement.
Is everybody ready for the sing down?
Step 5, kick things off. Pick one of the teams and ask them to go first. If they need help, you can even count them off. After about 15 seconds, or at an intuitive stopping point, hold up a hand to fade out the first team and turn to the other team and ask them for their song.
1, 2, 3, 4.
These transitions are supposed to be messy and chaotic. The idea is that the second team's song begins overpowering the first team's song. And then the first team stops and huddles once more to come up with the next song. Step 6, continue to foster energetic responses for as long as you can. As a facilitator, it helps if you can stand in the middle and react to each song by singing, dancing, clapping along, and engaging your body with the song. If teams become stuck, play with the competitive spirit. Step 7. To end the activity, select a song that you believe the entire group will know and be able to sing loudly. This is a song that you, as a facilitator, select either on the spot or maybe you've already pre-selected it before the event. Go to one of the teams for their turn and tell them to sing that song. Then go to the other team and say, "Everybody join in on this one." Motion for the teams to come together into one huddle. You may want to put your arms around each other. Celebrate the unity of the final shared song. If you are unsure what song will be best, you could also just wait until a particularly energetic song pops up organically and then invite the other team to join them and sing along. Step 8, celebrate and debrief. We always ask for a big round of applause for everybody for stepping outside of their comfort zone. And then some of the questions that we commonly talk about afterward are, how did that feel? Did it feel great? Was it awkward? Was it exciting? Was it powerful? And it's important to affirm any of those that come up. And sometimes even the negative ones take a little bit of coaxing. Awkwardness and it feeling strange and uncommon are quite common responses. Another question we ask is, how did the room change? How did the room feel beforehand? How does it feel now? We use that to talk about what we call a state shift, and we think that's part of the power of collective singing. Another question would be, how much longer could you have kept going? A lot of the groups that we do it with, it seems like it could have gone forever or quite some time. Sometimes groups are struggling. Both of those things are important to point out. Other questions we ask include, were you surprised at how many songs you had in common? Can you imagine repurposing any of these songs for a march or for a rally? And finally, why don't we sing together more often? So now we're going to share one example of what a sing down can sound like. This is just one particular example, but we wanted you to get a chance to hear the entire thing uninterrupted and unedited from start to finish so that you can get a feel for the pacing, the energy, and the balance between order and chaos that the sing down involves. So, without further ado, here it is, a real live sing down.
If everyone could come into this space, keep this, see this division, this divisiveness we have here with two sides? Keep that, we need that. So you guys are on this side. Y'all are on this side, y'all are on this side. And we're gonna do something that we've done a lot, and no enemies, but a lot of you have never done it. So clump up, we're not doing Red Rover. Clump up like you are a team, and those are your opponents. So clump in. And y'all clump in. So you have 15 seconds to come up with a team name. Y'all have 15 seconds to come up with a team name, and if y'all feel stressed, you can jump in there. So here's what we're doing. We're gonna do something we've done a lot, and it originated at a weird party years ago with my bandmate Stefan and I. It just, believe it or not, kind of happened spontaneously. We were just singing back and forth for a long time. We're gonna battle each other. Fierce competition through songs by seeing how much you as the team of the, what do you call it?
Beautiful Futures,
we're going to see how much energy y'all can put out towards them. And over here we have the
Dolphins.
The Dolphins. So we're going to see whether the Dolphins and the Beautiful Futures, who can push the most power through song towards the other side. So your first assignment, which will be your only assignment continuously, is to come up with some song that y'all can sing all together. Just not the whole song, not the entire beginning of it, but like the chorus, the heart of the song, the meat of the song. And if some of you guys have like done this a lot, you're kind of getting tired of it, try to think of like some, reach a little bit for songs that are especially meaningful for you these days. Maybe it is movement songs, maybe it's some new song on the radio you've never sung through this. But all your real assignment is to come up with some song you can sing powerfully at them to demolish them. Right? So you have another 20 seconds to come up with a song.
20 seconds.
Why don't we all switch over to you?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Mom, happy birthday.
Yeah.
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 It's
kind of
hard
to spell
it. Happy birthday, what else do we all know? We've been eating a lot. So let it be.
Alright.
So are we going to start with happy birthday? It's an easy one.
Sure.
Happy birthday and then go through all of them.
Which one else can we go through?
Yeah. All right, we're gonna start. We need a crowd.
Oh, yeah. Singing words of wisdom, let it be.
Thank you so much to Johnny Five from the Flowbots for sharing that practice with us. You can download our corresponding conversation where we also talk with Br'er Rabbit to hear us talk about their lineage of working with Dr. Vincent Harding, the call to incorporate song in social movement spaces and direct actions, and why music has been so important to their quest for imagination and creativity in justice, and how important it is for us to include artists in our movements in meaningful ways and not just bring them in at the end. So I hope you enjoyed that exercise and that you can take a listen to that conversational episode and really dive in with us. And if these ideas inspired you, there's a bunch of links in the show notes. There's a link to the handout that describes this exercise as well, that if you're going to facilitate it, would be really useful to have on hand. There is a link to the Flowbots' recent album, No Enemies, and also a songbook that they've created about songs for the streets with an accompanying SoundCloud account where you can listen to different songs that you could actually use in your actions. And as always, you can sign up to stay in touch with us at Healing Justice Podcast. Find us at healingjustice.org to join our email list. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And a big, big thank you to the talented Yoshi Fields for editing this episode and the mixing and production talent of Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. As always, we ask that if you're in a position to be able to give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for the practices we share here, you can do so by contributing at patreon.com/healingjustice. We run this whole project off of your free will offerings, so they really matter. And even if you can't give financially right now, it means a lot when you share and subscribe, rate, and review in Apple Podcasts or on any platform where you're listening. That helps uplift the podcast and helps us get momentum to continue. So thank you so much for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Have fun with the sing down. Let us know how it goes. Post a video or a photo with a story and tag us on social media so we can share it and kind of dive into the singing that's happening wherever you are. And we look forward to sharing with you again next week. Bye, y'all.